The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. We are here every week for you, rain or shine, planes landing on their front or on their back. $30,000, by the way. That's what Delta, that's what the criminals at Delta think it's worth if you land upside down, like Batman the Ride from Great Adventure. If you remember that as a kid, I was in the commercial for Batman the Ride when I was like, I don't know, 11 or something. And I went on it like six times in a row, and it was great. And you would hang upside down, and that was fun, but you signed up for that. Show the people Batman the Ride. Remember that? That's when life was simple and good. You would go to Six Flags Great Adventure, and you'd go on Batman the Ride. That was your goal when you were 13 years old. Not to better understand Hitler, which is now what 13-year-olds are doing. But what was he like? Let's just go to Great Adventure. Stop talking about Hitler all the time. You're 14. But why did he do the things he did? Don't you ever wonder that? Enough! Let's go on the Scream Machine. So, Batman the Ride was a good ride. And my point is, if you're on a Delta flight, okay, and it lands upside down, you should get more than $30,000. You should get to fly free for the rest of your life on that shit airline, which is a shit airline, Delta. It is shit, by the way. Like all American carriers, they're shit. And they treat you like garbage. And they treat their employees like garbage, and their employees in turn treat you like garbage. Everyone's treating everyone like garbage. And the only reason you tolerate being treated like garbage on an American carrier is because you look at the employees and they look like they're being tortured too. You go, well, they look horrible. That woman has frazzled hair, and she's old, and she's limping down the aisle. And she's a cunt, but you know what? You go, she's had a horrible life. So I'll tolerate her being a bitch to me because her life sucks. It is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to travel in this country. And you should get to fly free. Delta should go, we will give you a ticket. You now, for the rest of your miserable lives, get to fly free on our shit airline that may or may not land. But you're in it for free. You don't have to pay to see a woman, a flight attendant with lupus, tell you that there's no more of the beef entree and you have to take the chicken bowl, whatever the fuck that is. So, I mean, let's get a nice video up of this accident. I want to see the landing and I want to see the plane flip over. $30,000. And Delta goes, oh, we'll give it to you with no strings attached. You're damn right you will, you whore. It's 30 grand. It's nothing. I'm hanging from the ceiling of the plane because you flipped it over. $30,000 cannot do any. Now, I know I'm out of touch. Whatever. Don't comment. $30,000 is actually a good amount of money. No, it's not. Not when you're almost dead, you dummy. Demand something for your fucking meaningless, worthless life. Demand Delta. Delta's got more money than God. They can pay you more, but they almost killed you. They almost killed you on their shit plane. You were coming from Minneapolis to Toronto. You have a horrible life, unless you were living in Toronto and escaping Minneapolis. But whatever. Take this opportunity. This is the defining moment of your life. Delta should give you everything they fucking have. Look at this. Let's watch this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Who the fuck is watching it? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. There you go. $30,000, by the way. $30,000. Play, and I have it on my Instagram. If you can't find it anywhere else, there is a video of the people hopping out of the plane. Okay, it's on my Instagram. I've set it to some music, and that music is going to get us in trouble. So don't use the music. Here it is. Now, this is the people. This is what Delta thinks $30,000 makes up for. You're being evacuated from the plane, and one of the flight attendants is smiling while she's doing this because they want this to happen, and she's sick. And she's actually happy this happened. And you should be, too. You should be suing the fuck out of Delta. If you have any lawyer that is at all a competent lawyer, they're telling you to tell Delta, fuck you, $30,000. Fuck you. Fuck you. I landed upside down. Are you fucking nuts? Are you fucking nuts? $30,000? Because the plane landed upside down and it went on fire. At the last minute of the flight, you think it's all good, and it's not. Now, let's get one of the passengers up describing this. These people are entirely too calm. They're entirely too calm, and they're going to fuck their lawsuit up if they when I was a kid, we learned one thing and one thing only. You sue. You sue. Morgan and Morgan, you sue no matter what. It was drilled into our heads. We had a pool in my backyard. It was in ground. Sorry. Sorry. We had nothing else. My mother was a nut. My father was a musician. But we somehow had an in-ground pool. Not above ground. It was in the ground. My mother taught swimming lessons there. And she said, if somebody slips and falls on our pool deck, we're going to get sued. Do you understand that? They would say to me. Do you understand that? If you or one of your fat little friends falls on our pool deck, we lose this house. They said it to me every night. They said it every night. If a kid punched another kid, there would be a lawsuit. If you injured yourself on a camping trip with another family, there would be a lawsuit. Everything you did, there would be a lawsuit immediately. One of my friends, I forget, he hurt himself. It wasn't even serious, okay? But literally immediately after helping him, my mother in the kitchen was screaming, we're going to get sued now. Now we're going to get sued. I grew up with the fear of litigation. The fear of litigation. It is the most American thing to sue someone. You bring them to court and you take what they have. It is American as apple pie. When you were wronged by one of these companies, you sue the shit out of them. People sue their friends in this. I know people that are in litigation with people they are friends with because lawsuits are good and they make us who we are. Do you understand that out there? Can you fucking get that through your head? Without lawyers and lawsuits, we are nothing. We don't even know who we are. We exist to sue each other and the companies we can. If you can take what someone else has, you have to do it. You sue them. You serve them papers. Don't try it with me. I got great lawyers. I got great First Amendment attorneys. Don't you try it with me, Meghan Markle. I'll get in a high-profile legal battle with you tonight. Don't try it with me, you hussy. Now, look at this fool. Play the fool.
You doing? Were you injured? Just tell me how you're doing.
I'm doing all right.
No.
My back is a little sore.
Good.
But other than that,
good. Good.
You know, pretty relatively okay considering
no.
the circumstances.
No, you're not.
Still kind of taking it all in and
yes,
really
you are. Mental
real,
anguish.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm doing all right.
You're not.
No one died, so
shut up.
Know, grateful for that.
Who cares? They could have.
For sure.
What are you grateful for, you idiot? This is how dumb they are. Shut that off for a minute. Pause that, friend. What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? The plane flipped off. God help them interview me. God help them interview me. I saw God at the end. I saw God, and he said you weren't ready. But God said someone should pay for this. These fools, you're being handed a pot of gold. Shut up. I haven't been the same since the accident. I cannot. Just ask me, how have you been holding up? How have you been holding up? I'm going to be a person who is in the accident.
How have you been holding up?
Every moment, I feel it. I feel it. I feel the flipping. I feel the burning. I smell the smoke. My body doesn't work anymore, and my mind doesn't work, and they're severed. It severed my body from my mind. The accident severed my body from my mind. I feel as if I'm watching myself. What? That might be too much in hindsight. That might be... That might... I gotta find the middle ground. The problem with me with the acting is I go hard. I go hard. I leave it on the field. I leave it all on the field. But that might be too much. But it's somewhere between what I just did and what he just did. Because this guy needs money. What, he's got a ramen shirt? What is that? What's he doing? What kind of shirt is that? Is this a magazine? This guy needs money. He's a sweet guy. Here's the thing. People have these near-death experiences. They always learn the wrong lessons. Let me educate some of you fools, okay? Everybody learns the wrong lessons. All these people go to Sedona, Arizona, and take shrooms and have all these realizations. I go to Sedona, Arizona, take shrooms and go, why isn't there a Four Seasons? Why aren't we building? You know what I mean? We're in the world that we're in. Stop pretending we're in this other realm. If there is one and we get there, great. We'll deal with it then. But right now we're in the earth, okay? And on the earth, we got lawsuits, okay? Stop having these transcendental moments with the news anchor on the fucking Canadian Broadcasting Company. Get your lawyer and sue the shit out of these people. All of these people have these near-death experiences, and then they all go, well, it made me realize to appreciate life. No, 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 no. You were wrong. You were owed. Point blank. I'm just happy I'm here. No, no. You're getting it all wrong. You're supposed to hold their feet to the fire. It's Delta. They don't care about it. You're a terrible company. They're terrible people. They're terrible. They torture their employees. They don't care about anything. It's crazy. This is like if someone kidnapped you and kept you in a shed for a month and then they interviewed you and you're like, well, all's well that ends well. That's not, no. Let's see what else this bum has to say. These bums don't deserve money if they don't know how to fucking work it. Work it.
Maybe just start from as the plane is approaching. Tell us what happened.
So upon approaching the runway, there was... I didn't seem to think anything felt off,
good.
You know, like physically with the plane.
Right.
There was no warning that anything was wrong either.
It came as a surprise.
To my knowledge, or as far as going in, I thought we were just about to land and everything was going to be completely fine. And then, so it wasn't until we actually like wheels hit the ground that anything was off. And then obviously that was just when it all kind of happened. So we hit the ground, start to go on the right side of the plane, slid on the right side for a little bit, and then ended up upside down, hanging by the seatbelts.
So this all, were you on the right side of the plane or the left side
of
the plane?
Okay, this anchor is so dumb. All right, enough of this. Get rid of this. I can't. God, Canada. Canada's got some real dummies up there. No offense. It's the end game of socialism in Canada, by the way. It's just, everything's just a corporate sterile hell. And obviously, I know it's not fully socialist or whatever, but I'm just saying this is what you get. You just walk by places that go wine bar, pizza, warm place. Do you want to go to warm place? Do you like warm place? It's just all, and this is just citizenry, by the way. This is what you get out there. Well, the plane was doing good, and then it exploded. And then the news anchor's like, so were you, did you have the snack on the plane? Did you partake of the cookie or the, it's like, it's just the most banal. And I just got back from Canada. We did a bunch of theaters up there. I love it. Vancouver's stunning. I like Toronto. I liked it. It's becoming a very dark and criminal country with a elite that sort of runs drugs and traffics people and minerals. And I think that's fun. And the Northern Territories are very interesting to me. The Yukon and places like that. You could go see the Northern Lights. I didn't have the time, whatever, whatever, bygones. But there are things about it that I like. I don't like poutine. I think it's shit. And, you know, but I like it. And I like that everyone came out for it.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Now, here's the thing, and I have to wade into this, and I don't want to, but I have to because it's my job. Hamas with the baby coffins. They did a whole pageant with the baby coffins or something. Now, I have struck a very reasonable tone about this whole entire Middle East thing. My position has been the entire time, stop yelling. Now, that's been the consistent position that Tim Dillon has had on the Middle East. There's far too much yelling on all sides, screaming even, these people, all of them, about something or other. Now, Gaza's not doing well. They've had quite the bombardment, as you would say. Now, so then they had like this pageant. They had like an event where they paraded these coffins around for the people in Gaza of these Israeli hostages that were killed. This is a terrible story, and they were fucking babies. This is where you cannot defend what Hamas is doing. Even if you think Israel is a monstrous, whatever, apartheid, whatever, you cannot defend the killing of babies. It's not good. No matter who does it, by the way. And I haven't defended Israel killing them, and I haven't defended Hamas killing them. I don't think we should kill any of the babies. That's been the position of the Tim Dillon show for a very long time. Okay? Okay? Advertisers that still won't come over here? I said no babies in the ditch. Now, but what went on here at this thing, and can I say this? I'm all for a gathering. Okay? I'm all for people gathering in public spaces. I've actually talked about the importance of that and the importance of community ad nauseum. I believe that people should get together more. The tree lighting, the Christmas tree lighting, it's not that religious. It's a fun seasonal thing. Okay? Now, but the baby coffin being paraded around, it sends the wrong message, I think. It's very dark. If I showed up to a 4th of July parade, a Christmas tree light, anything that went on in the center of town, a farmer's market, and then these guys are doing the baby coffin walk, I would be offended by that. Do you understand what I mean? It's not good. This is not what you want when you all get together. I think instead of that, you do a local band. Now, we know the local bands aren't good. We all know that. And they do covers, mostly. But instead of walking around with the baby coffins, you get a local band and you get some food. No one's eating. No one's eating. No one's drinking. You need more of a festive environment. And I just think the baby coffins, I got to be honest, I don't think this peace in the Middle East is coming. I'm going to make a few predictions right now, and I know many people get mad at me cuz I'm always right. This Elon insanity has to stop. We're getting to it. He's bombing up there at CPAC. Can Trump come back? The comic who's killing, please? And not the one who's bombing with a chainsaw. Bombing with a prop. Not what we need. That's not good. So we have Elon Musk, who is up at CPAC bombing with a chainsaw and doing weird bits. Now, Steve Bannon, who's not a liberal and didn't love his little Nazi salute, I don't know why, and I'm going to interview him soon, and I like a lot of what he says. I don't know why he did that. I don't know why they're doing this Roman salute, and I'm not going to do it right now. But whatever they're doing, and I know people are trolling, and I know it's fun to troll, it's going to backfire. This stuff is going to backfire. This is the equivalent of the liberals when they were doing the crazy, like when the kente cloth came on and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these idiots were genuflecting with the African cloth on and they were trying to establish their bona fides as the most woke people ever. Whatever trolling's going on with like the Sieg Heiling and stuff like that, it's appearing cringe. Trump was elected, in my estimation, to fix an economy, to limit immigration, to curtail illegality with regard to immigration, with regard to public safety in the streets, to reverse a lot of the DEI programs that people en masse don't agree with, including blacks and Hispanics. A lot of them want merit-based policies in America. They don't feel comfortable with quotas. I don't think he was elected to make these. I know he wants to cut government, and that's fine, and I think that some of that's reasonable. But you even have people, right-wing people, going, you can't smash everything immediately. You're laying off veterans. They're laying off people that voted for Trump who are veterans, who served the country, who are now out of work because they're smashing everything, as Steve Bannon said, with a hammer. Instead of, and Bannon said, listen, I'm for government cuts, but what they're doing is sloppy, which I said before. And some people got angry with me. I don't care. I'm right. I'm always right. And you people aren't right. So who cares? Who cares what you're mad at? You're not right. You're led around like poodles. I'm right. You're wrong. Sorry. I don't want it to be the case. It's a curse. I'd rather be wrong like you. Life's so much fun to always be wrong and be led around like a goof. You're a goofball, most of you. Not all of you. Some of you. The people that think it's them, it's you. But the point is this. Play the chainsaw. This is, let's talk about aesthetics for a minute. Let's not talk about the politics of it. Let's talk about the appearance of it. And the appearance, it becomes the politics of it. This guy doesn't seem well right now. I don't know how to describe this. This Trump seems like he has given the country to this unelected billionaire tech CEO. If the midterms become a referendum on Elon Musk, the Republicans will lose the House and the Senate. And then they will lose the presidency 2 years later. Americans, by and large, do not love Elon Musk. Some of them do, but his numbers are starting to plummet. He is not Donald Trump. Donald Trump kills. Elon Musk does not. Donald Trump's jabs land hard. He's a political genius. Whether you want to, you might think he's an idiot. You might hate him. You might think he's a fascist, whatever. He's great at what he does. Elon, it doesn't land all the time. It looks like you have sort of a, this is like a weird billionaire talent show. This is the talent show portion of what's going on. And people are worried. I talked to a lot of people, and some of them are going, what is happening? Where is Trump? Where is the one who got elected who communicates effectively? Susie Wiles, they just leaked something where she was like, we got to message all the stuff you're doing up there. All the stuff Elon Musk is doing, we have to message it. We have to tell Americans why it's happening and how it benefits them. Even if it's lying, we have to do it. It's politics. So here is Elon Musk with a prop. He's so high. I do respect how high he is. I do miss and love drugs. I really do miss and love drugs. Oh, man, he's high. He's feeling it. He's rolling right now. I mean, this is, it's just.
Same question. They're also talking about you guys are going to end Social Security. You're going to end Medicare. You're going to end these things. I don't imagine that conversation has been had with the president, and that's the plan.
No, in fact, the actions that we're taking with the support of the president and the support of the agencies is what will save Medicare, what will save Social Security.
Yeah.
I'm heavily critical of I do like the glasses, and he is clearly copying me, and I don't hate
that. If all the money is spent
that.
On paying interest on debt, there's no money left for anything.
Yeah.
Can we say that without the chainsaw and your two-year-old in the White House and all that? Is there a way to do that? Can you play the meme thing where he goes, I've become meme, and it just doesn't land, and you're like, oh, boy. We need Trump saying this, by the way. We need Trump more front and set. We just, this guy can't be the only person that we see every day. I mean, it's just can't, this is not feasible that you elect one guy and then, here we go. Yeah, this is just.
I am become meme.
Oh boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
No,
I'm living the meme. It's like there's living the dream and there's living the meme, and it's pretty much what's happening, you know.
Oh boy, I don't. This is not good. I got to be honest with you. I don't think this is good. This is not good. Sometimes the optics are the story, meaning what it appears is becomes the reality. Whether it is or isn't the reality, it actually becomes the reality. And I just I think they have to rein him in over there. He's having fun. Here's what I will say. It is fun to be a billionaire and on ketamine and running around with a chainsaw. I would do it. I'm not above doing it. Do you understand? I'm not saying I'd make the cuts he's making. I don't know all of the cuts. Some of the cuts seem to make sense. Some of them don't. They're getting rid of a lot of IRS people. I do kind of agree with that. Personally, I don't need everyone looking into where I am. Where am I? Who knows? Where do I live? Whose business is it of yours where I live? I live in a different realm. But I just think this insane, like, his appearance, which is, I guess, like the sunglasses, everything, kind of what I'm doing. I'm a comedian who has a podcast on the internet where I talk about things. He is a special advisor to the president. I know that he's having fun with it, but there's got to be a way to present this that where he seems less high. I've said that to my friends. I've been, can you just seem less high? I'm not saying don't be high. Some of my friends cannot function without drugs. I don't even want to be near them without drugs. I just mean be less high. Just be less high. Not high. Less high. Less high. There's a lot. Just don't like tweak out in front of people. I used to be really fucked up all the time. I would sit at my desk in the mortgage company and I'd be coked out of my guts and I'd be having drips, you know, and I would just be kind of like, ugh. And people would be like, hey man, you're like really high. And I think, I mean, just look at him there a little bit. He seems a little high. Just be a little less high. I'm just saying, walking out on stage with sunglasses and a chainsaw is a little bit of a tell. It's a little bit of a tell that you might be. And I've tried to get him on the show, and I'd have a convo with him. I don't think he'd do it. I'd have a convo with him, and we'd be very respectful and just go, what's going on? You know what I mean? We could sit here in sunglasses. He gives me a chainsaw. We both have chainsaws. Maybe we'll do that. It's just we desperately need, I think, in this country at the moment, people that feel somewhat sober. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Whether they are high on ideas or actual drugs, I don't know. But we need sobriety in this country. We need somebody who's sober. Like, it's we need a dad to come, like, to just go, hey, man, here's the reality. You're out of control right now. You're absolutely out of control. And we need that. But this is a dad who himself is a little out of control, I think. I think you come home and you see dad with sunglasses and a chainsaw, and you go, my dad's is going through something. Like, this is like a dad where you would tell your friends before you brought them into your house, my dad's going through something. We don't know what it is, but he's going through something. But we need somebody who's sober. And Bannon made a good point. These oligarchs are going to use Trump the way they use the... Isn't it funny that all these tech people were left-wing, now they're right-wing? It's almost like they don't believe in anything except their own power. That's what it seems like as an observer.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Back to these little baby coffins. I don't like them. I was making a point, I got sidetracked. They're having this event in the Palestinian, where are they? What venue is that? Can I sell enough tickets to play it? Sean Millay? How many tickets can I sell here? Can we get this YouTube up, please, of all these? Get my agent on the phone. I want to play this venue now. I want to play the baby coffin venue. I want to play it. How many tickets do I have to sell to play this venue? Pre-sale code coffin.
A somber and hugely painful day.
What's
for
this?
Israel.
This isn't very militant.
The bodies of four hostages who died in abhorrent and cruel Hamas.
I always wanted to go to Israel to have that shakshuka. It's that breakfast that's kind of eggs are baking in a thing of tomato. But now I don't. Now look at that venue. How many people do we figure are there? Zoom. Can we zoom? It seems like an outdoor amphitheater type thing that they've... Maybe it's just a gathering place. I don't know what it is. Can I do a live from Gaza? Tim Dillon live from Gaza? It would just be a fun show. Live from Gaza. It's Tim Dillon. So now, here's the thing. We all think what's going on over there is horrible. A loss of human life is distressing to a lot of people. No one who's successful, to be honest. But a lot of other people seem bothered. Now, I'm kidding. But here's what I mean by this. It is very difficult to weigh the value. Okay, let's get this up here. I was going to make a brilliant point, but I will in a minute. Let's see this. Let's see this here. Let's watch it. There's music. There's a Hamas photographer. There's a videographer. Can the Hamas videographer? Hilarious. There's a Hamas videographer. I mean, this beat, again, not for the killing, just talking about the beat. Can you get the beat up again? Can we get that beat? Can I say I like that beat? Don't like the coffin. All right, get the coffin out. Get the coffin out. It's depressing. My thesis here is this. My prediction is there will be no peace in the Middle East. It's not going to happen. I don't think they want peace either, either side, to be honest. I don't think either side. I think the people do. I think the people do. I don't think Hamas or Israel really wants peace. I think they just want to, I think they want to ride it out till the end. I think the people want peace. I don't think the people are being listened to. I think the people in the Ukraine want peace. I think people in Russia want peace. I think when governments get involved and when financial interests get involved, it becomes very difficult. I think that people have endured in unimaginable horror in Gaza. And I think the families that were kidnapped and were killed in Israel have endured an unimaginable amount of horror on October 7th, okay? And I think that at the end of the day, it is very hard to put yourself in the position of any of those people who are directly affected. You know, I'm not a person that was at a rave and ended up in a tunnel. Okay. I am not a person who watched my kids vaporize in front of my eyes in Gaza. All of these people are forever going to hate the people that are responsible for those atrocities. There's never going to be. And here's what this all comes down to. Truly, I am not making enough money. I should make more money for what I do. I am not paid enough money. I should be a multi-millionaire for what I do. And I'm not. And it's disgusting. And it's a shame. And I don't see a way for me to make more money from this Israel-Gaza war. I think I'm tapped on it. There doesn't seem to be a way for me to get my beak wet in Israel-Gaza. Maybe a little Russia-Ukraine, because Russia was handing out a couple of pesos a few years ago, and they're not anymore. Somehow I didn't get on that train, okay? What I'm saying is this. There's a lot of tragedy in the world, okay? And I am wondering, how can I add value, as Gary Vee would say to this? How do I add value to this Hamas thing with the Israelis? And I just don't see, I'm recusing myself as a commentator from this particular issue. I will still cover it, but I cannot cover it with any real, because here's the reality, I'm not being paid enough money for this. I need more money. If you really want an in-depth analysis here of this, which means I have to go to these places. I have to fly to these. I need millions of dollars to do. I need to go. I can't do it from this desk. You need to pay me an insane amount of money to risk my life and limb and my and to go there and to sit down with them. All of them. The little Hamas kids and the little IDF people, and speak to them. And say, what's going on here? Because that's what I'd say. I'd sit them down and go, hey, what's going on here? I can't do it. I can't do it. I have too much going on right now to do it. So it is bad and sad and unimaginably horrific, this whole thing. I'm just saying I don't know what to do, really. I can't solve this, and I don't think anyone can. And I know you're all thinking you can, and on X, and on your Blue Sky, and on Threads, and I hope you do. Here's what I'm telling you all. I hope you do. You're smarter than me. You're smarter than me. I hope you solve it. I don't know what to do. In a world where we're having little baby coffin parades, and then the other side is just going to en masse firebomb everybody, and everybody hates everybody over there. I just can't. I just don't know. I hope they turn over new leaf. I really do. You know, all the things in our country that we ridicule, the consumerism, the malls, the bullshit, they need it. They need it there. They're steeped in these ideologies, these insane pathologies for generations. They need a PacSun. They need a mall. Trump is right. Sorry. They need to develop that area. They shouldn't be kicked out, but they need the things that we have. They need dumb, consumerist, empty, hollow shit. This is the other option, the baby coffin parade. They need other things. They need movie theaters where you could go, that sucked. They need that. Hamas needs to go to a movie and go, that sucked. Movies are dead. That's what they need. They need a Ranch One. Remember that? The chicken sandwich? They had the flat pickle? They need that. They need these things. They can't, you know, and Israel needs to chillax a little bit. They're also insane, by the way, religiously insane. And you don't realize that, you know? But I do like that hat, that furry, that shrimal they have. I do like that. But they need that. They need that. They just get the Ranch One chicken and cheese up, please, and put it on the Ranch One chicken and cheese. What do you mean? Give me the chicken and cheese. This is the classic sandwich. The chicken and cheese is the flat pickle. If you could go to a mall and have a chicken and cheese, what the fuck happened to the chicken and cheese? Can we get their menu up? This is about the Middle East. Are they out of business? What happened to the chicken and cheese? I'll call Ranch One right now. Does Ranch One still exist? Ranch One. Ranch One locations. Woodbury Park, New Jersey. We're calling right now. Why wouldn't they answer? Where is the chicken and cheese?
You are trying to reach is not available.
What the fuck? How about Patterson, New Jersey? We're going to do this for another hour. I'm going to join Hamas if they don't answer this phone.
That's my husband.
Hi, is this Ranch One?
Yeah, Blimpy Ranch, how may I help you?
Do you have the chicken and cheese?
Chicken and cheese with what?
Do you know the sandwich, the chicken and cheese sandwich?
Yeah, we have grilled chicken, we have breaded chicken. Huh?
No, but there was a sandwich called the chicken and cheese that had the pickle, the flat pickle, and the lettuce tomato. Do you still have that?
Yeah, we have that. Uh-huh.
Oh, you have the chicken and cheese. Okay, thank you. I'm going to come and I'm going to eat one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. People actually like that when you say that to them. Enough with the baby coffins, really. Multiple bus explosions in Israel. I mean, guys, stop dominating the cycle. Cash Patel's in at the FBI. That's going to be wacky. Cash Patel's going to go in there. You know, the FBI is a very corrupt institution. That's the thing with a lot of these government institutions. Elon and these guys aren't wrong. There is a ton of government corruption. I just don't think a ketamine-fueled chainsaw-swinging festival and then laying everyone off immediately is the move. I think you should do some audits. I think you should play it close to the chest a little bit. Like, you know, I'm not saying the instinct is wrong. I think the instinct is correct. The FBI is an insanely corrupt agency. And that's something liberals should agree with. And I think Cash Patel's going to go in there and find some stuff out. I think there is going to be uncomfortable things coming out. And I'm sure there is waste and there is corruption. These things all can be true at once, by the way. I know it's hard to hold different thoughts in your head, but you can say, yes, this is fucked. And at the end of the day, it is good to go and challenge all this stuff, but we just have to do it in a way where people aren't like, wait a minute, everyone, we all just got fired. Now we're pissed. The economy sucks. And you know what? Fuck it. We're going to completely disavow any faith that we had in this administration because they're going to be there 4 years, whether you hate them or not, they're going to be there. And if they can't competently govern, it's going to be a problem for the entire country. So that needs to be the goal, is competent governance, which is why guys like Bannon, who are big fans of a lot of what Trump is saying, are saying you can't smash everything with a hammer because you're going to drive the country into a level of chaos that's going to cause people to completely abandon anything you want to do. Any of the goals that you had, you probably won't be able to accomplish.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Three Michigan children found living in squalor after their mother abandoned them, and this woman was arrested. Good. Three Michigan children found living alone in absolute squalor after mother abandoned them for years. The situation would be deemed deplorable and intolerable for an animal. It is utterly unacceptable for three children. Let's watch a little bit of this. I am a fan of parents being held accountable. But by the way, with all due respect, is this that bad? No, I mean literally. I personally have spent time in homes that were worse than that. That doesn't seem, it's a little clutter and shit on the walls. There's a little bit of clutter and a small amount of what seems to be feces on the door. But is it that bad? Are these kids, I'm going to be honest with you with these kids today. Are these kids being too demanding and too entitled? And I don't know if they're being too entitled, because that to me seems like a perfectly livable situation. That should not hold anyone back from being a billionaire in our country. Living like that and growing up like that, it should only strengthen you and inspire you, as Gary Vee would say, who I love. But I believe, and the many imitators of him, of which there are legion on the internet, the hustle and grind and pump a coin and dump a coin, and we're all criminals now. What does it matter? Who cares? It's all fake. That crew, you know what I mean? That crew of like, it's your own fault you're not a billionaire. Just hit someone over the head. Let's watch a little bit of this.
Just can't do kids like that. Right. They can't fend for themselves.
That's right.
I have never in my 60 years of living heard of nobody not checking on nobody.
We're still waiting to find out what the charges will be for the mother accused of leaving her kids inside of this Pontiac home in the worst conditions for years. Allegedly, she only popped up weeks at a time to give out food. In the meantime, the Oakland County Sheriff's Department is taking donations for the teens pulled out of the house by CPS, who are now staying with a relative. One question that remains is how three of these children were able to fall through the cracks with family members, neighbors, teachers, and so many others not being able to tell that something was clearly wrong. Regardless, one organization already trying to help is the Innis Center for Children.
Innis Center for Children are going to donate.
This is the problem. There are so many cases like this. Let's pause this. There are so many cases like this where kids fall through the cracks in our society that it is very difficult to justify an open-ended, unending commitment to giving military aid to the Ukraine when we have children in our society that no one cares at all about, by the way. No one in our government cares at all about any of these kids. They care about, you know why? I'll tell you why. These kids aren't sitting on considerable mineral deposits. Okay. Now, if these kids were sitting on mineral deposits, or if their backyard was the breadbasket of Europe, okay, if there was grain and lithium ion, or if they, then we would really care. And there'd be speeches about it, how important it is. We can't abandon these kids. It's who we are. We're people that come to the rescue of these kids. And Lindsey Graham would be out there being like, with his faggoty ass, would be like, hey, y'all, these kids need our help. We need to give money to these kids. And their mother, Vladimir Putin's an animal, and she only dropped food off every couple of weeks. But we don't do that. We don't do that because these kids mean nothing to those politicians. In fact, those are the kids who end up in horrible situations, are then abused by said politicians, by the way, historically, okay? That is the pipeline of children that disappear and all this stuff. So never, ever, ever fall for the high horse moral bullshit when they're talking about the Ukraine. They don't give a fuck about anyone in the Ukraine. They just let them all get slaughtered. Okay, they don't care. They would fund that war until the end of time, and the entire country of the Ukraine would be decimated, and they would kill every last man, woman, and child so that they could get a win against the Russian military, but more importantly, so that they could take all of that money for themselves. And, you know, Trump's in there now going, well, we're going to carve it up, and we want $500 billion and this, that, and the other thing, and we gave you all this money. And years and years and years ago, I had a Ukrainian comedian on my show who now lives in America. Nice kid. And I think it's a tragedy and a horror what happened to that country. But every war in history has ended with some type of deal, an exchange of land, a territory deal, borders, everything, every single one. So it is obvious to a lot of people that years ago there could have been an agreement made. And maybe it wouldn't have been an agreement that people loved. Maybe it would have been a stopgap. It would have been a Band-Aid. It would have been something. It would have prevented the enormous amount of death and destruction that we have seen right now. And when you see the conditions that kids, and this is not, and I love the news, it was like, how did this happen? How were these kids? We're shocked that these kids fell through the cracks. It's all over the place. Shit like that is happening. And we do not care. It's our own country. We don't care. We've abandoned those people completely. And that's the issue. It's not that I don't feel for people in the Ukraine. It's not that I don't feel for people in Russia. It's not that I don't feel for people in Israel or Gaza or wherever. It's that if you're abandoning the people that live in your own country, in your own precinct, and you don't care about these people, you don't care if they're working, you don't care if they have health care, you don't care if they're living or dead, and then you expect me to believe that you care magically about the people that live in the Ukraine? You care about them? You don't care about the people that you see every day? The people in your own country, you don't care. You drive by factories that are closed down. You drive by boarded up Main Street stores. None of it means anything to you. You don't give a shit. You drive by all this stuff. You drive around the ghettos and those areas where people get shot in the head. And you go, man, that sucks. You don't care about any of that. And then you go eat at the Capitol Grill. But you care about the Ukraine. Huh. That's interesting. That never made any sense to me. Never made any sense to me. So it's not that there's that I don't have empathy for people that are dying in the Ukraine. This is terrible. We should have tried to end this war years ago. So this is the takeaway for something like that, because that's not rare, by the way. That house you saw, that poverty, those people in there, the parents that are on drugs and that have abandoned the kids, that's actually not rare. It's happening all over the place. It's happening all the time. And, you know.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's unfortunate. It's not as bad as this. The L.A. home of Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman was burglarized on Valentine's Day. How low can these people go? How low can you go? Now, she lives by me in Tribeca. She's got a penthouse, 24 mil. Who cares? It's really not great, to be honest. No views. And her and Keith Urban. And by the way, what is this? But those two, they have a house in L.A. I don't know what's happening. They have a house in Los Angeles, and they were it was robbed on Valentine's Day. Listen to this. Listen to how sick people are that they would rob this house on Valentine's Day. Let's hear this. Can we get some volume here?
This morning, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, the latest victims of a string of thefts nationwide targeting the homes of high-profile celebrities and athletes.
Wrong.
Two law enforcement sources tell NBC News the couple's Los Angeles mansion was broken into on Valentine's Day night when at least one burglar smashed through glass to gain entry. An employee at the property called police, prompting the burglar to flee. It's unclear what, if anything, was taken. According to the sources, neither Kidman nor Urban were home at the time. Urban has been performing at his residency in Las Vegas.
It's Utopia. You would want to be in here.
Posting a photo of the two on Valentine's Day. While it's not clear who was behind the break-in at the home of one of Hollywood's most famous couples, officials have been raising the alarm about robberies targeting celebrities.
It's the Chilean gang. It's the Chileans. That's who it is. Kill it. It's the Chilean. It's this Chilean gang of Chileans. I'm telling you, it's true. There's a Chilean gang, and they're targeting high-profile people. Not me. Why not? I got shit. They've never tried to rob me. You really learn where in the pecking order you are when no one tries to rob your damn house. They drive by. They go, what's in that? What's that guy got? Who cares? Chinese food? We're not going to risk our freedom for that. Well, what has he got? It's sad. That's them, the Chilean. Is that the Chileans or is that a music group?
These are the Chileans.
These are the Chileans. One of them's kind of hot. Then there's a fatty. Social media is fucking everybody up. Stop posing with all the shit you stole, you retard. God. Our criminals are getting dumber. And the public is getting dumber. What does that mean for the future of crime? And also, it is funny. No one cares. Like, nobody's a sympathetic figure anymore. Like, you know, we've driven people into such state of desperation in this country that literally no one cares about anything. And you can't even blame them because they're living in a house with shit on the walls. And then they're like, Nicole Kidman was beheaded. And you go, whatever. No one cares. No one has sympathy for anybody anymore. Nicole Kidman was beheaded in her home and they stole her teeth. So what? Who gives a fuck? She ain't made nothing good in years. just eating a thing you found, just eating some cat. There's people eating cats in this country, cooking them in oil and eating them, and then they got to hear about Nicole Kidman's house getting broken into by the Chileans, and no one cares. And that's what happens when you make people desperate. When you make they become themselves, they lose a little bit of their humanity. I'm not saying you have to care about Nicole Kidman's whatever. But, you know, it's the design of making people desperate and angry. And you make them desperate and you immiserate them and their lives suck. And then they go, yeah, we don't care. We don't give a shit. Now, here's the way I feel about it. No matter what you think, Nicole Kidman is kind of a person. She's almost a person. She's similar to a person. Nicole Kidman appears like a person. Nicole Kidman almost feels like a person. And that's sad that something would happen to her belongings. You might think, oh, she's rich, she's an actress. Yeah, but she's very similar to a human being. Nicole Kidman's very similar to a human being. She appears to be one. If you saw her, you would get the idea that at one time she was a human being. Or she's learned how to be a human being. If you see her up close, you'd go, that feels like a human being. I know it's not, but so that's what I mean. It's like when someone's like, for example, that little robot in L.A. that has the googly eyes. I don't like when the home and it delivers the food. I don't like get it up. That little robot with the googly eyes that delivers the food in L.A. I don't know its name, but it has a name. Robot with the googly eyes. In L.A. that delivers the food. It's like a little cooler. It's this, yeah, get him up. There he is. Yeah, that thing. What is that? That thing. Make it bigger, that guy. Make him bigger, or her, or it. Yeah, so they do Uber Eats, that little robot. Now, because it has googly eyes, I don't like when the homeless people kick it. That's the way I feel about Nicole Kidman. Do you see what I mean, getting robbed? Nicole Kidman is a better-looking version of that. She has eyes. Who knows what she is? No one knows. Do you see what I mean? It doesn't matter. I'm saying you should feel a little bad for when bad things happen. Like, I don't like to see that little googly-eyed thing get kicked. Because it has the eyes. Without the eyes, I don't care. It's just someone kicking a garbage can or but they were smart to put those little eyes on it. Because I go, well, don't kick it now. A lot of sometimes they'll just see a homeless person kick one. Now, I wouldn't care if it didn't have the googly eyes, but because it has the googly eyes, you feel a way about it. And that's how the AI comes in, and that's how we all die. Because I do, every now and then, I'll be on Sunset Boulevard, and I'll be in my car, and I'll roll down the window, and I'll see a homeless man or woman kicking this googly-eyed delivery thing. And I feel bad about it. I go, that's not good. Now, I know that thing can't feel, but I'm like, it's just doing its job. That's what I feel. Literally, I go, it's just delivering a burrito bowl or something to someone. It didn't want to do that, but it's doing it. This is what it is. It didn't want to do that, but it just got built to do that. Someone built it to do that. Someone built it to be that. Whether it wants to or not doesn't matter. It was built to be that, Nicole Kidman. Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? You would see Nicole Kidman and go, I wouldn't usually care if someone kicked it, but it has eyes. That's the way I feel. But that's the way I feel. It's the empathy. That's the way I feel when we, in the Palisades, all these cunts' homes burned down. And it was sad, even though it wasn't. They have eyes. Do you know what I mean? Nicole Kidman has a face. Sure, is she a person the way you would understand a person? Probably not. Probably not. She doesn't seem to be. But she's very similar to one. She's almost a human being. And that matters. She's more of a human being than that little service Uber Eats thing. To be honest, maybe not. They're about the same, but she's hotter. She is hotter than the little bucket who brings you the smoothie with the googly eyes in L.A. That little robot bucket. Nicole Kidman's hotter than that bucket. They have the same inner life. That bucket and Nicole Kidman are essentially the same thing. She's just bringing you a smoothie. The smoothie is a film. The film is about her getting fingered by a guy. It's 50 Shades of Grey, and she makes that weird noise, and she goes, and there's something about her ear that's not right. But my point is that she's just trying to bring you a smoothie, a burrito bowl, sustenance, cheap crap, stuff to eat. She's just trying to bring you something to chew on and get through this thing we call life. And she has eyes. Don't kick her. You know what I mean? Don't kick her. She's kind of similar to what appears to be, in a way, tangentially related to a human. And that's not nothing. Do you understand? That's the way we see these people now. Sure, Elon Musk's on drugs with sunglasses and a chainsaw, but at one time he was a human. We're going to have to remember that about most of the people who rule us, be they Nicole Kidman, Elon Musk, or that googly-eyed bucket who gives you the smoothie from Uber Eats. At one time, these were people. At one time, these were people. And you're going to have to treat them like that. Are they people now? Who even knows? That's the wrong question. That's the wrong question. The answer is they have eyes. They have eyes for the moment. They have eyes. Those googly eyes are so important. They knew it when they built that little bucket. They said, we got to give it googly eyes so the people feel bad when the homeless kick it. And that's what I'm asking Elon Musk to remember. Remember that. Show us your eyes. Every now and then. Remember, we all need to see the googly eyes on the little robot who brings us the burrito bowl. It's important. This is a lesson for the Trump administration. This is a lesson for Delta. This is a lesson for all the corporate oligarchs, old and new. The tech oligarchs, the plain scum, whoever you are out there, put googly eyes on your delivery bucket so that we feel bad when you're kicked. If you leave the eyes off the bucket, not only are we not going to feel bad when you get kicked, we're going to kick you. Because every now and then you're going to see, you see a crowd of homeless people and they're kicking it and they're trying to pry it open and they're trying to take the burrito bowl for themselves. And that's what you all want to avoid, isn't it? Isn't it? Give it googly eyes. Make it feel like Nicole Kidman. Make yourselves into kind of people. Do you see? That's the beauty of it. Or we're going to sue you. Good night.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.